KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news. National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has confirmed that human remains, believed to be those of a missing Pretoria journalist and his partner, have been found. On Monday, four people were arrested in connection with the disappearance of Ezri Ndlovu and Zodwa Mhluli in February. Police say the first suspect is believed to have been the last person seen with the missing couple, while the second, third and fourth were found with vehicle parts believed to belong to Ndlovu. This week, investigators changed the missing persons case to one of kidnapping and car hijacking. Speaking in Bloemfontein a short while ago, Masemola says the area where the remains were found was pointed out by one of the suspects who allegedly admitted to leaving the pair there.
We will do the necessary processes in terms of DNA with the families and the remains that we found to check and confirm whether it is them or not.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu says the search for the three missing constables was made harder by wild speculation on social media. He was speaking at the funeral of Constable Boipelo Senoge in Bloemfontein a short while ago. One of the three officers found dead in the Hennops River in Centurion after a six-day search. Mkhunu said from day one, the police took a disciplined and transparent approach. He's emphasized that the families were kept informed throughout and that the police will make sure that the public will be updated on all key developments.
The constables passed away due to a tragic and unfortunate accident. And investigations are getting finalized, final and the last details, especially on the vehicle that was finally found. And a comprehensive report would follow.
In other news, former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo has expressed doubt over Parliament's implementation of anti-corruption measures following the State Capture Commission's recommendations. He was speaking at the 15th Commonwealth Regional Conference for Heads of Anti-Corruption Agencies in Cape Town.
We have got to look at whether we are able to look at Parliament and say our Parliament will now be more effective in helping us fight corruption. I'm not sure that anything has changed. Very often, people who are facing serious allegations are just shifted around.
And Donald Trump has appeared to confirm reports of a new trade deal with the UK. He posted on Truth Social saying the agreement is full and comprehensive. It's understood both countries have agreed the terms of a deal, with the UK Prime Minister and US President expected to give further details later. Britain's understood to have agreed to some concessions on food and agriculture imports to secure easing of tariffs on the car industry. William Bain is from the British Chambers of Commerce.
Companies involved in steel and aluminium supply chains, the last 4 weeks, companies in automotive supply chains, hopefully today will create a pathway of hope that tariff relief is on the way.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story, breaking news, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has confirmed that human remains, believed to be those of a missing Pretoria journalist and his partner, have been found. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.